Radio, PDPD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PDPD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PDPD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PDPD Radio, PD Radio, PD Radio, PDPD Radio for entertainment and teenage life. For entertainment and life. For entertainment and teenage life. For entertainment and teenage life. Entertainment news. PD Radio. Entertainment news. PD Radio. For entertainment and life. PD Radio. PD Radio. PD Radio. For entertainment and teenage youth for life.
Everybody, it's Aisha, Brianna, and Moiba's going to be stopping by later on in the show. And you're listening to TD Radio, brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, October 19th, 2015. It's 9 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, the crew's here. It's a jam-packed show. So, Brianna, what's up? I haven't spoken to you in so long. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's been 2 weeks now since we've all been on. It's been a while, but I've missed you guys a lot. I'm so glad that we're having a show tonight. It's going to be really good.
Same here. Same here. So, what's going on? Any updates? What'd you do this weekend?
Enlighten us. Man. So, this weekend, I went home. Homecoming was last week, and so I needed a refresher. I needed to refocus my energy on my family. So I went back to St. Louis, so an hour and a half out from Compton, Missouri, and met with my grandparents and this, that, and the third. But, yeah, homecoming was last week, and that drained me to the core. I was drained. Oh, my God. But it was fun.
Good, as long as it was fun. And I heard you have some good news to share, but apparently you don't want to share it because it's like you don't want to bring it up.
It's good news. So I was crowned the 2015 LBC Royalty Court Queen. Woof, that's such a long title. But so at Mizzou, we have 2 homecoming traditions, and I was crowned queen of one of them. So woohoo, yeah, that was fun.
Go Brianna. Good. Yeah, so congratulations. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how have you been?
I've been great. Halloween is kicking my you know what, but I think we're getting it together. I'm coming up with a few Halloween costume ideas. Every single year, I have dreams and hopes and aspirations of being the coolest thing ever. Like, obviously, I want to come up with the greatest costume, post it on Instagram, and have everyone be like, oh, but I wait to the last minute every single time. And so then I don't know what I want to do. And then all the cool ideas I have, like the rest of my family doesn't agree with it because I want to do like a family costume. And so they all hate on my ideas.
Right.
So, boo. So I don't know. You guys will see. You have to wait to October 31st to see what tricks I pull out of my hat and what
I'm pretty sure it's going to look amazing. I'm telling you, I'm so tired this year that I will just be in my bed sleep as a mummy or something because I'm so tired. But no, seriously, I think we're going to go to some haunted houses, though, and do some, like, apple picking or some other Halloween-related activities. So,
well, I have the best and cheapest costume idea for you.
Okay,
you can be Netflix and chill. All you have to do is put on a bathrobe. And then you take a whole bunch of, like, printed out Netflix covers and you just put them all over your body. And you chill it.
Netflix
and chill.
Oh, my gosh. When is Halloween? Is Halloween on a Saturday or a Friday?
It's on a Saturday, which is incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the Friday before Halloween, I will be Netflix and chill on campus. That's awesome. I wish I would have done that. Okay, I'm going to be Netflix and chill. There you go.
Awesome.
It's settled.
There you go. Okay, cool. Well, folks, if you need any other Halloween costume ideas, I'm sure you can visit TeenDiaries.net and check out what we got posted there if you are still struggling and trying to figure out what you want to be. But tonight, we'll be giving our listeners a guide to becoming a better version of themselves. Now, although there's roughly 3 months until we say goodbye to 2015, it's never too early to start planning for the future. And oftentimes, that begins with a self-analysis. You got to break yourself down and figure out what's right and what's wrong, right? Our weaknesses and our strengths. So Here's the first thing. Apparently, I hear waking up an hour earlier is an ideal practice we all should become accustomed to. Now, as the saying goes, the early bird gets the worm, but would it make much of a difference to you all, or to you, Brianna, if you woke up an hour earlier?
Waking up an hour earlier, seeing as if last night I went to bed at 2 a.m., I think I need that extra hour of sleep just to be sane by the time I get up. But essentially, I think waking up an hour earlier would definitely help me get on track faster. Because I think I heard that it takes you 30 minutes to actually be fully awake or in the mood of, like, starting your day. And so, you know, an hour earlier technically 30 minutes earlier if we're thinking of it that way. So I think it could be a benefit. I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, a great way to get a kickstart on your day and get those things done that you normally don't find the time to get done. Like, for instance, if you wake up, brush your teeth, and then immediately, like, go for a run, you're probably more likely to get that done if you woke up an hour earlier instead of maybe waiting to the end of the day, like after classes or after work, to do that run or to eat a healthy breakfast or just to do anything you normally don't have enough time for.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think that extra hour earlier could give you the jump start you need to be a little bit more productive, for sure. And then just productive in the sense just taking care of you, that me time. Because once, like, your real day starts, it's like there's no time for you, for yourself, you know. You just got to get dressed and, like, go to work or go to school. But that extra hour earlier allows you to get in, you know, a workout, some meditation, and maybe, like, a healthy meal.
I agree. Because I don't need breakfast.
Yeah.
And that hour would definitely
no good.
Help me.
No good.
Would
no good.
Motivate me to eat breakfast.
Get your life together.
I know.
Become
Ooh,
a better
I'm
you.
I'm trying. This is what this show is for me to get better at becoming a better me. So, a couple months ago, we had a Gold Digger episode that was probably one of my favorite episodes that we did of all time. That was back in April. But keeping a to-do list helps a lot of us. We talked about that last April. But with so many of us relying on technology to keep us on track, our traditional methods like writing things down a waste of time or no?
Oh, definitely not. If I don't write something down, it won't get done. Point blank, period. I mean, I try to test my mental strength, for real. Like, I'm just like, sometimes if I'm writing a grocery list, I'll write it in my head, and then I'll go to the grocery store and just be like, ooh, let's see if I can remember all the things that I know I'm supposed to get from the store. Then I get home, and I'm like, man, I knew I should have wrote this down because I forgot the butter and the eggs and the this. So, you know, sometimes we have a lot of things going on in our brains, a lot of messages coming at us daily, if it's not from, you know, advertisements that you see on the street while you're riding in your car, to a message that you hear on the radio, to a, like, I'm getting Periscope pings every 5 seconds. Like, it's like social media messaging. It's like your brain is constantly getting stimulated. So we got to write things down just to be able to function and remember.
No, I definitely agree with that because I was just talking to my mentee the other day about how technology can actually be very distracting, and she mentioned the app Pocket Points. Have you heard of Pocket Points?
No, tell me more.
So Pocket Points is actually an app. So if you say you're on your phone and you click the sleep button, and Pocket Points tracks how long you keep your phone on sleep. And the longer you keep it on sleep, the more rewards you get. And so she actually won a Chick-fil-A sandwich and stuff like that.
Ooh.
So basically, she won a Chick-fil-A sandwich. And so the longer you keep yourself away from your phone, which is what we typically do the opposite of, this app will reward you. And there's some other companies, I guess, that are signed up to reward users with stuff like that. But I think that I might download it, Pocket Points.
Hey, if you can win a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I say download it.
Yes.
I mean, did you have to think about that? Like,
like, seriously, she just left her phone away for, what, 5, 10, 15 minutes? I don't know. And then she got a notification that she's earned a chicken sandwich. So, hey.
Hey.
Why
that's
that?
A win-win. That is a win-win. I'm really
impressed.
Really, I might have to download this. Really,
it's a free app, too. Like, she totally blew my mind when she said Pocket Points, free chicken sandwich. Oh, my God. So, everyone should download Pocket Points whenever they can.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, you got me all, like, thrown off because I'm just, like, free sandwiches. Okay, so now oftentimes I look, you know, I look back before moving forward. So not only does analyzing my past help me to identify my mistakes, but also I think looking back is a great way to figure out what move I should make next. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you look back at your past to kind of figure out what you're going to do in the future?
Yes.
Is Mother on?
Yes.
I didn't really look. Hi, how you doing?
Hello, ladies. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hello, we're doing well.
Good.
So the question is, do you look back on your past to kind of figure out what you're going to do in your future?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's, if you don't learn from your past, then you're stupid. I mean, sorry, we can't say stupid. You're not as smart as those that do. Is that better?
Yeah, we're trying to become a better you, so, hey.
Yeah, it would be stupid of you to not look at your past in order to be a better you.
Right.
I don't know, I think stupid is making this negative, the word. Let's not get hung up on that word.
Yeah, it's not, because it's real. Like, it's, you know, it's, it fits. It fits for this purpose. It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stupid is what stupid does.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I agree as well. I think we subconsciously do it, especially students, a lot of the kiddos in my friend group or whatever, like, especially as we move on semester to semester. And speaking of semesters, next semester is my last semester, and so I'll be collecting. Ooh, I know, right? It's been a journey. It's been a journey. But I'll be collecting all that data about all the things that I did my freshman, sophomore, junior year, first semester, and trying to figure out how I could end this next semester better than all the others. So I definitely think looking back is okay. Don't get hung up on the past, though. That's an issue. Don't get too hung up. But definitely learn from what you did before to become a better you. That's the theme of the show.
I like it. Now, successful people surround themselves by other successful people. That's pretty much, I mean, that's a no-brainer. At least it should be a no-brainer for all of our smart people listening tonight and not want to put it out there again. So, but what advice would you ladies offer those who are looking to build their success network of sorts from the bottom?
Ooh, this is a good one. I have great advice.
Okay.
So, the best way to build your network is you have to find like-minded people who have similar goals and also similar hobbies and maybe similar aspirations as you. And that's the best way to create the foundation of a good squad. I think that we should highlight, right now, let's highlight Taylor Swift. This girl is the queen of creating killer squads. She knows who to surround herself with and who not to. She is very strategic, and I'm not saying that she's only just picking people because they're, like, successful. I mean, but at the end of the day, she's Taylor Swift, so she wants to surround herself with people who are going to inspire her just as much as she inspires them. So look to someone like Taylor Swift for inspiration. You know, she doesn't want to be the smartest girl in the room. She wants to surround herself with other people who are either equally as talented or have other talents that she could pull from. The girl's smart.
She is.
She's stupid.
She really is.
Yeah.
So what about the people who... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say or. Well, no, it kind of speaks to... I guess, never mind. I was going to say or. She has a lot of smart people around her that are doing the things for her, which it still speaks to the point that she's got a successful... She surrounds herself with successful people.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah. So I guess I killed my own point. Sorry, I was going to try to speak negatively, and it didn't work.
I think, Brianna, what you're going to ask is, okay, so Taylor Swift obviously is famous. She has money and access to incredible people. But you're saying, what about just the common everyday girl who is looking for... Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, obviously, you're not going to be in touch with Beyonce tomorrow and she's going to be coming to your house for dinner. But what you should focus on are people within your school who are, you know, so maybe someone who is in your club, a club that you join, like join clubs and join organizations that are filled with people who share similar goals as you. And that's how you're going to surround yourself with successful people. In addition to that, you know, applying for internships at places that you want to potentially work at, and also using social media as a tool to really reach out and connect with women that you aspire to be like, because I'm telling you, people are so afraid to do this, and I think it's one of the biggest missteps that many young people make, because, you know, they follow celebrities who could no way, shape, or form, you know, they can no way, shape, or form have access to, but then there are executives out there and talented and smart authors and people who may have a smaller social media following who truly could benefit from your feedback that will definitely respond to you on social media if you just reach out. Like, they want to speak to you. They want to mentor. They want to give back. They know where they were before they got to where they are today. So use the opportunity and the access that social media gives you to connect with the right people, and stop trying to follow Justin Bieber because he is not going to reply.
This is true. You might hit up one of the beams.
So true. Like, follow someone who could actually follow you back, who could actually maybe reply to a message, who might actually hook you up with an opportunity that could change your life. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and don't be, and really don't be afraid too, because I had someone ask me, because I kind of did the same thing with one of my mentors now, and I had to let her know, like, no, like, people are flattered by that. You're not bothering them. You're not being annoying or anything like that. Like, sometimes, I mean, it's a way of validation for them as well. Like, you know, they're doing such a great job that other people are wanting to follow in their footsteps. So, no, you're not being annoying or, like, you're not pestering. Okay, if you send, like, 80 DMs in, like, 24 hours, I mean, that's kind of annoying. That's kind of redundant. But, like, basically, you know, just send a message. Like you said, people want to help and mentor. So, I agree.
All right.
I agree.
And I must add one more thing, though. Okay, so this information doesn't apply to everyone. Now, you have to be confident in the fact that you are taking care of business when it comes to whatever it is you want to do, when it comes to school or whatever. Don't just be out here slacking, not really doing anything, and then you're trying to reach out to somebody for advice or for help because they see that, and they're not here
for
it.
They'll stalk you. They'll figure it
out.
And
they will, like, block you.
Right. Yeah, they
will go on your profile and see that you are not living right. And we're like, but if you got your life together and you really look like you are aspiring to do great things, they will connect with you. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Cool.
There we go.
All right, now, Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people." In other words, talk about ideas instead of people, my people. While the Nikki's up for some, where do you all best ideas come from? And who or what keeps you accountable in terms of seeing them through?
Where do my best ideas come from? I think my best ideas come from, I mean, I follow a lot of great people on social media. Like, social media is life, like, nine times out of ten for me. But, like, so I follow some really great people, and I get a lot of inspiration from those people. But not only that, but I get inspiration from my friend group. So we sit down and we have talks about what we're doing and this, that, and the third. And so they inspire me all the time. But those are also the same people that keep me accountable in terms of seeing my ideas through, because, you know, they'll ask me, so how did your project go? And then if I didn't start my project, it's like, ding, 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 I need to start my project. So I think, like we said, going off of the question that we had before, that network, that success network, they can also become your friends, and they can really hold you accountable and seeing through what you want to get done. So,
But what about you?
Well, with me,
Mo?
I think, first of all, Ish, that's one of the things. I'm name dropping on her radio show. So Ish is one of the people that, as far as just looking at, how can I say this? You always want to do, iron sharpens iron. And so I look at some of the things that she's done or whatever, so it makes me stay on my game. And I know for a fact, right, that she'll check me on something. Like, Isha does not have a problem in saying, that's stupid. Why are you doing that? I think you need real accountable friends that are not afraid to say what it is. You can have a bunch of yes men or whatever, but people that actually tell you, hey, no, that's a dumb idea. Why don't you try this? And not to say they're, like, crushing you or whatever, but people got to be able to take criticism. And I think your real friends are going to be able, you know, to give criticism and also build you up, though, when it's something that's real. So I try to surround myself with people that always keep it pushing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There we go.
Welcome.
There we go.
I did not pay him to say that, guys. I did not, because I'm broke. Cause I didn't pay him to say that.
So, I read online, right, that reading something, oh, that's funny, about a recent breakthrough happening in your field or interest daily is imperative. So, what sources do you all turn to when striving to stay current?
Hmm. Well, let's not, no one say media takeout, because that would not be good.
That's not
okay.
Real.
Or World Star. Let's not say that. No, I'm just joking. Mm. So on a daily basis, I'm always, you know, surfing the web, or I have email newsletters that are coming directly to my inbox every day to keep me inspired, whether it is Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey's meditation series, or I go to Forbes.com just to get inspired by some executive's incredible story, or I go to other websites like entrepreneur.com to get inspired. Where else? Oh, I love Karen Civil's website. I go there for a little inspiration. And XO Nicole has definitely been a source of inspiration lately as well. And, I keep my eyes out. And Instagram does it all. You know, you just follow incredible, inspiring people who – you know, post amazing quotes to keep you uplifted and keep you focused and also to keep you moving forward. So that's what I do to keep the iron sharp for me. But what do you guys do? How do you
talking about
stay
just as
current?
Far as staying connected to the crazy, crazy world?
Yeah, well, it's all about, like, really how do you, you know, sharpen your skills or your knowledge to what you do on a daily basis. Like, what are the sources that you turn to get educated, to get some education about your career or your passions or your goals?
Well, okay, so with me, it's a little different because I dibble and dabble in everything. Jack of all trades, master of none, to master some. So I'm always, first of all, to stay current on what's going on. Like, even just to get on here, you have to know what's going on around you. People laugh at this, but Twitter, unfortunately, is
Twitter
very insightful. I mean, seriously.
It is.
You will know what's going on Twitter before it hits the local news. Before it hits, you know, you always catch wind or whatever. Now, of course, you got to dig through all the crap and get the real story or whatever, but you will at least, you know, find out what's going on, you know, what's really happening. And as far as just me wanting to keep my skills sharp and writing, I always look at stuff that I might not be a fan of. I try to look at everything because I think if you just stay in your box or whatever, you can't really grow, you can't touch other people, you can't really you're kind of stuck, and then after a while, it's like, why am I not moving? Why isn't this working for me? Why don't people relate to my music, to my art, to my films, whatever the case may be? And you know, maybe you need to look out. Now I know you got some people that are like, no, I don't want to be influenced. They don't want their genius or their creativity to be tainted or whatever. I think that you still gotta look around. I think just culture. Looking around your environment, even outside of your environment, helps you to grow and just sharpen your skills in whatever your field is.
Okay, so now you know I'm wondering this. Where do you go to read things that you don't like to get inspired? Because I want you to hate on whoever I want to know the names of the websites and the magazines and all the places you go that you don't like just to get a different perspective.
Fox News is one. Fox News is definitely one thing that I cringe when I watch it. But to be, you know, just to know what are they saying? What are they saying today about this person? You know, what's Bill O'Reilly saying about this person? You know, just so I know. There's I'm not a big even on the nighttime talk show thing. Stephen Colbert, he's funny and everything, and I to a degree, I might click on it just to watch and know what he's talking about. Bill Maher, who says crazy stuff all the way, and I'm not like a fan of, but I'll check his stuff. I think you just got to be aware of what's going on. That's how you can have
like
an intelligent conversation. Like even with Donald Trump, people may laugh and joke about Donald Trump or whatever. You at least need to know what he's saying before you can, you know, jump on him or whatever. I don't agree, but I have to know. So sometimes you got to watch an idiot to be able to discuss.
I agree.
Oh,
I guess my little tidbit, I guess, before we move on to the next question. But so when I was working on my internship this summer, a lot of times I was asked, what is the competition doing or what are they doing that we could blah, blah, blah. So I guess if you want to work in a certain industry, if you want to propel yourself into the workforce or this, that, and the third, like, you have to know what other competitors are doing. So although I do fancy particular magazines, I follow other women's magazines and other men's magazines and this, that, and the third to kind of, like, assess the trends in the marketplace, and so that way I can have bigger and better ideas to go, I guess, work on in the meantime. So I think following competitors is not a bad idea. I think VH1 watches who's not a Viacom, Viacom? I don't know. I think other networks watch each other and figure out what they're doing next. And so I think if you want to, if you want others to look at you as a professional, you have to start doing what professionals do, and that's, you know, figuring out the competition, what they're doing. So my little tidbit.
Okay. Well, I guess more of a... Everybody's sleeping tonight. What's going on, man? Let's go. Okay.
I was going to say Perez Hilton. I was scared to say the name at first because in case, you know, you never know. But that's a person I'm not necessarily a fan of as well, but I will go to their stuff to look at, you know, every now and then peruse.
So is it real? Is it gossip or like?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard to really assess that stuff, if it's real or not.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. So it's like almost, I don't know, it's almost like pick your poison in a sense, because you're going to get, everything has a little truth to it. Everything has, you know.
Okay.
And so with the Lamar Odom story, when it first happened, I forgot where I was at, but I wasn't sure. I was like, is this real? And this was just me hearing stuff. Like, I didn't see it like an official blurb yet from CNN. I was waiting for CNN to post something. And so I ended up having to go to Perez's site to see if I saw anything. You know what I mean? And that's one of those things I'm not a fan of that I did. I just admitted that on the air. Oh. Okay. Anyway, look, the next tip that we have, and I think this is very important, is to smile. It's easy to stress and get the best of us sometimes, but smiling is pretty much an all-natural stress reliever. Now, I say that especially when it comes to – I have to laugh. So I say – I mean, and that's all still part of smiling. So I might have a crazy, crazy day, and I will put it on a YouTube clip of a comedian, one of my, you know, comedians that I'm a fan of, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart or something, and I'll watch that. I have to smile. I think smiling and laughing is essential. So what are some things that make you guys smile?
Okay. I like to visit All Def Digital. That's my new poison.
Oh, yeah. They're hilarious.
Yeah, I can watch every one of their shows. I mean, they have so many shows. They have so much content just every day. It's like 10 new things that come out on their network, on their online network. And I've been watching them since they started with like 10,000 subscribers, and now they're over 1 million. And so if you ever need to laugh, that's definitely a source of laughter just going on there. In addition to that, I mean, I love like Martin. Like I could watch old episodes of Martin. Whenever time's bad.
I just sent someone a clip of an old episode, and people thought I was crazy. They say, man, I'm sorry, I hate to jump on that. That thing, I promise you, for all y'all young kids and everything, y'all think we're old heads and whatnot, y'all check that out. I promise you, you will end up hollering. Martin was a classic show, and it's still classic today because you can laugh off of it today. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm laughing, and we're talking about it. We're not. I'm not even watching an episode, and I'm laughing. I'm like, just thinking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what about you?
Black Twitter is hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
Black
they are.
Twitter is the most...
What is it? Hold up. You said Black Twitter?
Black Twitter, yes, because they're, I don't know about which, if y'all know. I mean, y'all do know. I keep thinking y'all are, like, old. You're not old.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was the most recent hashtag that went viral, Black Twitter moments for, like, it was not even a countdown. It was like a series of the funniest things that have happened via Black Twitter in like all time. And so like scrolling that hashtag on Twitter will like, it will just cheer you up instantly. Like Black people, all people are creative, but I'm telling you, sometimes we just go the extra mile from the videos and stuff that we put together. Cause I swear, if I need a laugh, Twitter is where I go 9 times out of 10.
Oh, my goodness. And you just hashtag Black Twitter to see what comes up.
Wow.
Yeah, like hashtag Black Twitter. Or if it's like, oh, my gosh, what is that Twitter hashtag? I'll probably have to, like,
it's Black
tweet
Twitter,
it at you guys.
Black,
but it's like
regular Twitter?
No, seriously, because it's, like, it's so specific. Like, you can, it's such a unique group of people. Like, I'm telling you, it's a hashtag that went viral. I'll have to email it or Twitter it to you guys, but it's live.
Twitter it or tweet it? Who's, I mean, now you sound like
somebody
I'm talking about. Please Twitter me that.
Tweet it.
Twitter me that.
I mean, tweet it. I'm sorry. It's been a long
now,
day.
I will say this now, and I know you guys scroll through, but literally, those memes, there are freaking funny people out there.
Memes.
It's just creative. And I'm talking about, I just laugh like, oh, God, I wish
literally,
I... Sometimes it's something that you even thought of, but someone just... It's the picture. It's like the word and then the picture, just like, God, oh, that's funny.
And they're so quick with it, too. Like, let something happen, and then, like, people already have a meme in, like, 3 seconds. Like,
done with it. Like it's like they already have a list of people who are I can't even say that, because I would say like they know who's going to be on an award show or something, and they have the pictures and the memes are ready to go, but it'll be a screenshot from the actual show
from the
and
event.
2 seconds later it'll be on
literally. They're so quick.
There's got to be another way to monetize that. Like, literally, you are so good at that. Like, you should probably be so great at something else. If you could do that, think about
that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, someone will hire them. I'm pretty sure, because these companies on Twitter, they're hiring millennials left and right to run their Twitter accounts, because the jokes and the memes that I see on, like, Burger King and, like, all these sites.
I
know. I hate the word, too, but it's how... they referred to us, so.
You're a millennial too, Moiba. We're all millennials.
We're all millennials.
I know. Yeah. It's just the term. It just sounds weird, millennial.
Millennial.
Now, my only thing with that, I think we've touched on this before, and I'm not trying to deviate, get off the subject. It's just that those things, like it's temporary. It's a temporary fix. That's the only thing with that. It's like after a while. Literally, you'll see that same picture or that same meme, man, like 15 million times after that. And that's the only thing, I don't know.
Still funny to me.
I know, it's funny, but, like, people are, like, they'll say that this person needs to be a celebrity and everything like that. Like you just said, I don't know if celebrity or, like, the next star, because I think to be a comedian, it's a whole different monster. An actual comedian where you can keep my attention. Well, I'm going to pay money.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. I think people, like, you have to be creative, no doubt, to make someone laugh for 15 seconds. You got to be creative. But for me to go pay money to watch you is a whole different thing. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. I sound like such a downer. I didn't mean to bring it down. I was just saying.
Anyway, it's okay.
Like,
Black Twitter still rocks. Black Twitter still rocks. And another thing that rocks, here's another tip for you folks. Volunteering is also a great idea on a way to become a better you. Volunteering can change someone else's life, but more importantly, it can change your own. Just because giving to someone else is a surefire way to make yourself feel more fulfilled as well. So have you all had any experiences with being a volunteer? And if so, what satisfaction did you get from volunteering?
I love giving people grief. I think it just helps them. Every now and then, just to give someone grief, give them a hard time, and just let them know that their life isn't all that perfect, and sometimes you need this hell I'm going to give you.
Well,
yeah.
Every time I think of volunteering now, like, I think of the spring break trip that I took last spring, and I'm telling you, and I never, they told me that it was going to have this effect, but I didn't think so. But when we went out to Kentucky and we volunteered at a women's shelter, women who went there, who frequent the center, have children, and they're victims of domestic violence. And so we went out there, and, like, working with those ladies was, like, phenomenal. We worked on the farm out there, too. So, I mean, like I said, I didn't think going out there would have that big of an impact on my collegiate career, but just, you know, taking time to acknowledge others' needs and work with them was just awesome. Like, you know, in college, we're so self-centered. What do I have to do? I have to get this grade. I have to do this, that, and the third. But that semester, that spring break was just, it was all about other people, and it was really heartwarming.
Awesome. Great.
Oh, I feel bad for what I said. Man, that was so sweet. That was unscripted. That was from your heart. You meant it.
But,
oh, you are going to heaven. First round draft pick to heaven. That was awesome.
Oh, shucks.
Well, everyone at any age should find some sort of organization to volunteer their time to, especially when you're, I mean, I want to say especially when you're young. At every age you should do it. But when you're young, it actually is sort of a requirement for you to have some volunteer hours on your resume when you're either, you know, applying to specific colleges or trying to apply to get into an organization on campus. So take some time to find an organization that you're actually passionate about volunteering for. Like, if you know that you don't like doing a certain thing, don't go there and ruin everybody else's time and moment in life because you really don't want to be there. Like, don't. So find something you really want to be a part of, something that you're passionate about, something that connects to you and maybe your family, whether it be breast cancer awareness or whether it be, you know, the Red Cross or the Boys and Girls Club or the Teen Diaries Foundation, which is a shameless plug, but we do a lot of cool and creative
and fulfilling things.
Yeah, for teen girls. We basically work with young girls between the ages of 13 and 22, empowering them through career mentorship and also through fitness, empowering them through fitness. So if fitness is your thing, or if you are into just helping out at events, you know, Teen Diaries Foundation.org may be the place for you. So there's quite a few ways that you can volunteer your time. You could be a contributor to the website. You could be a volunteer at one of our fitness events. If you are a fitness instructor, you could lead a class. If you are an executive, a female executive, you could be a mentor at our events. If you're a college student, you could just come there to, like, have people sign the mailing list or to help us organize an event or clean up after an event. Either way, there's so many cool ways to get involved and meet some amazing people along the way. So if you want more information, you just can go to teendiariesfoundation.org to get that info and to get an application. All right, what's next?
Do it. What's next? Finding a mentor. So that's on the list of helping you become a better you. Mentorship is so important. Not only is it important to say that you have a mentor, that you have a mentee, it's just the genuine relationships that you form with people that are doing great things or just great, that are just great people overall. Like, I have countless mentors now that probably don't even know they're mentors. And I think that's also something important to remember when you're trying to forge these relationships. It's not all about that title or whatever. It's about people who, like I said, who are doing great things, who can give you great advice, and you just seeking out their help. that mean, hey, finding a mentor, it works. It works.
Oh. I need me a mentor.
You are a mentor. You mentor me.
Right, right. I messed that up. Yes, I am a mentor. Who needs a mentor? Oh, seriously, I think everybody should have somebody that you can, you know, that, yeah, that's a mentor for you. Even a, I think a mentor can have a mentor.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Thank you. Isha, how many mentors you have? Tell the truth.
About five.
Oh, Lord, she had a side first. Okay, five.
And that's about, because it could be more, but they don't have the title of mentor. But, yeah, I mean, I have different types of mentors in my life. Like, you can't have one mentor can't help you in every aspect of your life.
Right.
Like, I'm going to need, you know, I'm going to need a mentor for business. I'm going to need a mentor for family and relationships. I'm going to need a mentor for, you know, my parents are mentors, you know, or just people who just know more than me. Anybody who knows more than you and can teach you something and you have a good relationship with them, they are a mentor.
And I will say that Isha Daddy does need to be a life coach.
He sure does. He's
incredible. Yeah, man.
Seriously.
Oh, wait.
Never mind. Oh, no, my dad. Yeah, my dad's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes, of course.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're like, she's like, yeah. Wait, who?
I was like, wait, yeah.
Who? Who?
Yeah.
What's she say?
She said anything. She's like, yeah, I'm on board. Who?
Sorry.
All right, I'm sorry. Get on. First of all, once again, I hope you guys are listening and paying attention. These are great tips on how to make you a better you. This is stuff that we're just not on the show just talking or whatever. This is stuff that helps us as well, things that have helped us be successful in life, and we want to share them with you. So we hope you're digging this stuff. And if you're not, then you could be the stupid person I was referring to. You need to listen.
Oh, Lord. You can't insult the listeners.
No, so you can't.
I know, not if you. Well, I'm not insulting the listeners. I'm insulting the ones that are not listening.
Oh,
you
got
it?
Okay.
Look at that.
I
boom.
Get it.
Okay. Well, okay, anyway, nothing is more important than having goals and dreams in life and actually working towards them. Studies show that more than 50% of people who create a New Year's resolution will fail to complete it within 5 months. This is sad, but it's so true. So what advice do you guys have in regards to making sure the goals you have accomplished actually get the goals you want them accomplished? Let me mess that up. I need to know what advice do you have to make sure you get these goals accomplished? Jeez. Speaking of
that. My number one and final goal, is to get an accountability partner. And I have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have an accountability partner, and that's pretty much it. You write down those goals, you give it to them, you print out those goals, you put it on your wall, you create a schedule for days and times that you're going to check in with that person, so they could be like, you said you was going to do this, and this. Did you do this, and this, and this? So, you know, having an accountability partner is at the top of the list, because it definitely keeps you on point, especially if you're the type of person who doesn't like to feel a sense of defeat or disappoint somebody because you didn't do what you said you were going to do. And they're also using you to help them be accountable. So how could you, you know, get on them about not doing something if you're not doing it either? So that's what I do. That's how I stay focused on my goals. Yep.
My goal.
I don't have nobody like that.
You're like, you want me to be your accountability partner?
Oh, man, I can see you calling me like 5 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? I'm like, oh, Lord, I was trying to sleep.
I'm like, you said you was going to work out every day at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
I know. That'd be Ish. What you doing? And I bet Ish is happy in the morning. You know how people, you're one of them, aren't you?
No, actually, I'm not. I am not a morning person, and unfortunately I've been forced into having to be a morning person, and I'm still not. I just, once I'm up, though, I'm up. So I'm up, and I'm irritable, and I'm hungry, and I'm just, like, mad, but I'm up.
I can't
cause I have to be
like
up.
That. That's crazy.
But I just take it off, and next thing I know, I'm up. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Pumpkin Rhea. I'm so rude, and I'm just rude as crap.
No,
go
it's
ahead.
Okay. I'm
no, it's
sorry.
Not okay to be rude. No, tell me
the
truth.
No. I probably go through like 5 packs of sticky notes like every 3 months. because I'm constantly writing things down on sticky notes. They're on my mirror. They're on my planner. They're in my car, on my steering wheel. Like, sticky notes are life. So I guess that those help me to keep on track. I also set reminders in my phone, like alarms and stuff like that, and planners have helped me. I think the key really, I think what I'm really trying to say is just write it down. Because if you don't write it down, then you're going to forget that you wanted to do it. And then who likes crossing things off lists? Everyone. So, hey, just write it down.
Very true.
Yeah, I don't like either one of those ideas y'all said.
What?
It's too real.
It's
no, I'm saying it's too real.
Man, your goals, you want them to be real? You want to accomplish those? That's how you got to do it. You got to write it down.
Look at it. Okay, you sold it. Okay.
Well, I hope that each and every one of you listening today has picked up some sort of tip that's going to help you become a better you. You have 3 months left in the month. In the year. See, it's getting late. In the year to get yourself
and in the month.
Together. Yeah. To get yourself together and to kind of change your life around. So that way when you start January 1st and you make that list of resolutions, you don't have to write such a long list because you already got it together before January 1st came along, right? So please send us, we can be your accountability partners. If you just want to send us a list of your goals, you can email us at tdradio@teendiaries.net just to feel like you got it out there and somebody read your list of goals that you want to accomplish by the end of the year. So you feel like there's somebody who has an eye on you from afar. If that helps you, you can do that. So send them to us so we can keep you on track, all right? And now it's time for entertainment news. Yeah.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Good.
All right, so many stories this week, so little time. So I'm going to do like a speed entertainment news round. And you just guys have to listen closely to what happened in the celebrity world. First up, Ed Sheeran. He has a new title. The 24-year-old is now a doctor. Yes, he is a doctor. He received an honorary doctorate degree from University Campus Suffolk in the UK for his outstanding doctorate degree. Oh, sorry. What is it for? No, for his outstanding contribution to music. Congratulations, Ed Sheeran. You are now Dr. Sheeran. That's pretty dope. I want an honorary degree. All right, Rihanna. She is now going to be a mentor on The Voice. Woo! Now, on the heels of the announcement that Gwen Stefani will be back as a coach in season 9, E! News can confirm that Rihanna has also taken on a position as an integral host and an advisor to all the judges. What I will be watching for are her outfits. That's all I'm here for. And I will be tuning in to see every single thing that's on her body. And I hope that they post where she bought everything. And moving along. Okay. So, Lamar Odom. This is some good news. After 4 days, Lamar Odom is reportedly awake and responding. If many of you have known that Lamar Odom went into a coma after ODing on drugs. The story can go either way. Either you could feel very disgusted about his decisions, or you could feel saddened by the life that he has been a victim of, in a sense. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's rich, he's a basketball player, he's married to Khloe Kardashian, how bad could his life be? He just needs to get it together. But what many people don't know, or if you just haven't done your research, he's come from a long line of drug abuse within his family. He has been through a lot mentally and emotionally with his friendships. So this news actually came as no surprise, but it was very sad to say the least. And I'm just happy that he is recovering. Yeah, and we'll keep you posted on that. I wish I could read more, but moving along. Beyonce breaks her silence about many different topics. In a UK magazine, the successful singer talks about everything from Fetty Wap to what her favorite toppings are on pizza. So, first thing she mentions, she talks about success and fear. And she says, what does fear taste like? Success. I have accomplished nothing without a little taste of fear in my mouth. That's a great tip on how to become a better you. Beyonce, are you listening to the show? What's going on? Okay, next up, Beyonce. On which Beyonce era she'd go dressed as for Halloween, she said she would definitely hit up that Destiny's Child Survivor era. Oh, that would be such a good costume idea. But
yes,
it's a little
it
too... Yeah, I mean, it's cute if you got, like, a group of friends or whatever. But or maybe the Bootylicious era with the gold teeth and the pink tips in her hair done all up. I wonder why anybody didn't think about that. That would be cool. If you had a friend, you had a group of friends that all dressed up as different eras of Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody ain't able, though. That's all I'm going to say. Everybody ain't able.
I mean, everybody ain't able. But if your group, if your group is together, if your group can do it, it will definitely be a highlight photo on
this
Instagram.
This is one of those times where you have your friends, we talked about, you know, you have some friends that will be real and tell you, hey, this is not going to work. You just need that.
Oh, man.
You need that in your life. You need truth.
Okay, so they asked Beyonce, does she Netflix or does she chill? And guess what she said?
Did she say both?
She says she Netflix and chills.
Hey.
Wow. We're not going to discuss what Netflix and chill means on this show. Anyway, keep it going. Keep
okay,
playing,
what she likes
going.
To sing in the shower is Holy Ghost by Kim Burrell. And
are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The last song that got stuck in her head is Jug by Fetty Wap. And her favorite pizza toppings are extra tomato sauce and jalapenos. Yum.
Wait a minute. Extra tomato sauce?
Yeah,
on
she likes heavy on the sauce. Heavy on the sauce.
Oh, I suppose so. It's Beyonce.
Now I'm hungry.
I'm
hungry now.
It.
Yeah, she does. She earned it.
She deserves it. She earned it.
Yep,
she
and then also, too, if you guys just want to see something super incredibly cute, just go to Chris Brown's Instagram page and check out his cover for his highly anticipated album. It features a very special someone.
That kind of weirded me out.
Very special lady with him. Little lady with him
it's
on
so
the cover.
Cute.
Yeah, but what
so
are the
that's
songs
just a teaser for
about? I just think if you poke, never mind. Anyway, that's another show.
So go check that out. Go check
just
that
saying,
out. All right? And that's it for entertainment news this week.
Okay.
So we're not going to talk about that. He's got a song called There's Something in This Liquor, and the baby's on the cover. Anyway, okay.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
Birthdays, October 19th. Actor Omar Gooding is going to be 39. That is the younger brother of Cuba Gooding. October 20th. Will be 44. Snoop Dogg will be 44. ASAP Ferg will be 27. Terrence J. Yeah, right. Terrence J is not 38. I hate y'all.
Yes, he is. That's what it said on the
phone. Terrence J is not 38. I hate y'all for that. That is not. No.
I'm
going to
Google it because that's what it said.
So you trying to tell me that he's got like a 106 in Park face and civil rights hands? No. He's
civil rights hands. I'm done.
He's not 38. Terrence J, I repeat, folks, I'm sorry for reporting.
Oh, my bad.
You.
He's 33. They were wrong. He'll be 34. He'll be 34. I'm sorry. My bad, y'all.
That's a big gap. You just can't do that. Terrence J, look, I'm sorry, man.
Wait a minute.
Happy birthday.
April 21st. I lied.
Happy birthday, cuzzo. On the 21st, Kim K.
In April. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Oh, Lord, the show just took a left. Anyway, look, October 21st, Kim K will be 35. Hold on, they got the same birthday on the same day? Oh, wow.
Oh.
My guy, Kanye.
Oh, my
give
God.
Give it up for Ye. Kim Kardashian will be 35. Amber Rose will be 32. On the
what?
Same day
I
at
never
the
knew
same
that.
Time.
Wow.
October 27th.
Check.
October 22nd, singer Shaggy will be 47. Now, that's real. Now, that is real. That's okay. That's better. October 23rd, Amanda Stenberg will be 17. Miguel will be 30. Miguel is not 30. Miguel 30, okay.
Man.
October 24th, Drake will be 29. Yeah. Singer Adrian Bailan of The Real will be 32. Singer Monica will be 35. And those are your birthdays.
Ooh, I have a few more birthday shout-outs. To add a few more real fast. Wait, before you go, I'm going. I want to give a birthday shout out to one of my very first mentors, director Dave Myers. His birthday is today, so happy birthday to him. And our teen reporter Clarissa Brooks is celebrating a birthday today, so happy birthday to her. And one more teen reporter, Olivia Hancock, she celebrated her birthday on the 13th, so happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You know, I just want to clear my name here. CelebrityBirthdays.com, my trusted source of birthdays, led me down the wrong path this week. I'm sorry. I apologize. Currently fact-checking all the birthdays now. Sorry.
Please, please do. That would be great. That would be definitely great.
Not 38. He's just, his forehead doesn't even look 38.
Oh, you're fine. One more birthday shout-out goes to former TD Radio host and our Pretty Girl Sweat international ambassador, Damaris Lewis, celebrated her birthday on October 10th. Also, my brother-in-law shares the same birthday with her, October 10th. So, yeah, what's up? Happy birthday to J.D. Branch. Shout-outs all around. There's a lot of October birthdays. Oh, there's so many. There's so many. I can't.
Well, you know what happened during them cold months. Anyway.
I know. Oh, and I also have a friend that's celebrating a birthday this week, too. Erin Hodge. Shout-outs, Erin. Happy birthday is coming up. Okay. That's it. I'm done for real, y'all. Seriously. No more birthdays.
Drake is going to be 58 on the 24th. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yep, on the 24th. Show is, shouter. How's Future going to be? Oh, have y'all heard that Future, no, that Ciara may be considering changing the name of her son that she had with Future?
Man,
I've seen it all, been through it all. That cannot happen. That would be so whack. Because the name is already crazy, but for you to go back on the crazy decision that you made, you got to stick with it by this point. You can't flip-flop on the name. You just got to be like, you know what?
You can just tell the baby decision. That was his nickname all along. He doesn't know, does he?
Well, the thing is, everyone else knows that that's his official government name.
Yeah.
Why would you change it? Just because you're not in a... Like, if you thought that this relationship wasn't going to last forever, maybe you shouldn't have even named the child Future. I don't know. But either way, when you make a decision
all
like that...
The baby's name is Future?
Oh, I'm done. You don't know that?
Yeah, the baby's real name. Yeah.
But I'm saying, when you make a decision like that, I'm thinking she made the decision based on the fact that she thought the name was a really cool, empowering...
Trendy.
...name. But instead, it's like, that doesn't seem like the case. You're ready to flip-flop on your decision? That tells me a lot about your character and personality. I don't know. I just wouldn't change my child. Would you change your child's name?
I mean, no, but I wouldn't name my child Future, and I wouldn't name him after my fiance. I just wouldn't name him after my – I just wouldn't do it. I'm just – well, you know, people name their kids Blanket and Apple, and who else has an interesting name? I don't know.
Their child named Apple?
You know? Yeah, there's a child named Apple and Blanket and child named
Apple?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Apple, yes. I want to
like
say
Apple Jack,
I don't know why
like
Gwyneth Paltrow's coming. Like, who's not Apple? Let me Google it real quick.
No, you're right. There's some crazy names out there. So, folks, the moral of the story is pick a name that you won't have to change.
Gwyneth
okay.
Paltrow.
And And also, too, if you want to make a difference in the lives of teen girls nationwide, visit teendiariesfoundation.org/SMC to participate in our latest fundraiser. And when you do, you get a cool little surprise, a gift sent to your house. And any more information about that, you can always follow us on social media to get the scoop, especially follow us on Instagram.com/prettygirlsweat for all the details about our Sweat Makes Sense campaign. And tonight was fun, guys, but I'm just got to go. We got to end. It's sad, but true. We just want to thank you guys for always listening to TV Radio.
Jesus, what?
And tuning in. And hopefully, even though we're silly and we say crazy things sometimes, we hope that you truly get some great information from what you hear, all right? So until then, follow us on Twitter at Teen Diaries, at Moiba, a.k.a. Mo, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous. We're out.
Boom! Y'all ain't stupid either.
You know.
You know.
TD Radio.